Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Orioles lose 4-2 yesterday. They lose 2-3 in the Bronx. They start a three-game series against the Rangers tonight, 6:30 start in Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Remember, Baltimore Baseball Night, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken live from Pickles at 5:30. And let's talk some Orioles baseball now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, and he joins us now. And Matt, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's ask you something we were talking about earlier in the show, and that's Sam Basayo. Obviously, Adley Rutschman's on the IL until at least after the All-Star break. Maverick Hanley now on the concussion IL. When's the right time for you to bring up Sam Basayo?
Man, it's tough. You know, obviously, he's tearing the cover off the ball in AAA Norfolk, and his bat certainly looks like it's ready to play at the major league level. I think the big holdup, you know, probably two primary reasons here. One, only played 16 games at catcher this year. You know, a guy who is 20 years old, the youngest player in AAA across all of baseball right now. The timeline, you know, for him to be reaching the majors, it's an aggressive one if he were to be called up at this point as far as his development goes. But also, you know, there's a consideration of the PPI rules where if he still has rookie eligibility when he comes up next year and he wins Rookie of the Year, the Orioles can get a draft pick out of it. So I would not be surprised if that's part of the consideration as well. Not technically service clock manipulation, but you know, something that could help out the team long term.
Well, Matt, we know we aren't going to see Adley Rutschman for a while until after the All-Star break, so that means we're going to see Gary Sanchez behind the dish a lot more than we've been accustomed to seeing thus far. How concerned are you with Sanchez's defense?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly something I think that was a problem when he was in New York, and that was several years ago, and kind of led to his exit there, and he's bounced around a couple of teams, and you know, he's had some flashes, I think, over the past couple of years. It looks like he might have been figuring it out a couple of years ago, but, you know, so far hasn't graded out well. You know, it's a small sample size still, so it's certainly something I think we're going to have to see more of. But, you know, for him to, you know, drop that ball at the plate in the series finale against New York yesterday, you know, a couple other plays that maybe he could have made that he didn't, it's certainly concerning. And it's really going to be up to his bat for him to really hold his weight here with the team so far. You know, playing pain-free after he was playing through an injury earlier this year, the bat has looked good, so that's a good sign. But we are, like you said, going to be seeing a lot more Gary Sanchez than I think anybody expected to see when he was signed.
Is there any part of you that over the course of this weekend or, you know, maybe just at the end of this road trip kind of felt like maybe the baseball gods are kind of telling the Orioles, like, this is, you know what I mean, the season is what we thought it was, and now no Adley for the, you know, at least till the other side of the All-Star break. The catching situation we just documented, the starting pitching never looked good on paper, and, you know, Eflin is a mess right now. Sagano, I think, in the heat, and some of these tough situations and smaller ballparks, tougher teams to come. That looks like it might be a problem, right? A lot of home runs there, a lot of stress on the bullpen. I don't know. It felt to me like, you know, everything, bright lights screaming, sell, 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 but maybe that's just me.
I mean, we've still got a little under 6 weeks to go, so there's technically still time for this team to show more life, turn things around. But, you know, like you said, there's still some glaring issues about this team. They got 3-4 last week. They lose Adley Rutschman, Jordan Westberg narrowly avoiding going to the injured list himself. You know, they can't afford many more weeks like this, certainly not ones that involve guys getting hurt. You know, they've got to get healthier. They have a couple of guys coming back soon. Jorge Mateo, Tyler O'Neill going on rehab assignments this week. You know, they're pretty much the lineup now is at full strength minus Rutschman. So you kind of need to see more out of it than maybe we've seen here this week. There's some better offensive performances for sure, but then they go out these last two games against New York and get completely shut down. One hit on Saturday, a lot of struggles with runners in scoring position on Sunday. You know, it's been a lot of the same issues. It's the health, it's the hitting with running scoring position, and it's the rotation. All issues that started to crop up a year ago when the struggle started, and yep, we really aren't seeing an end to it right now.
talking with Matt Weirich. It's Inside Access here on The Fence. Speaking of seeing more of someone, how about seeing more of Coby Mayo? He's in the lineup tonight, but were you surprised after getting two hits on Friday night, including the game-tying RBI, that if not for Westbrook's injury, he probably wouldn't have played either Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, definitely was a little bit surprised. Asked Mancino about it pregame that day, and he basically was like, look, we're trying to develop on the fly here, but when you're doing that and you're trying to win at the same time, you know, one has to kind of be sacrificed for the other. And, you know, there was a play, you know, on Friday night that Ryan O'Hearn made that I wasn't sure Coby Mayo would have made. And it was a pivotal play at first base late in the game. So, you know, it's one of those things where with the question marks about Mayo's defense right now and it's still being a work in progress, how comfortable are you putting him there on an everyday basis if your goal is to win a given baseball game every single night? So there is a balance to be struck there, but obviously with Ryan Mountcastle on the injury list right now, this is your best chance to get an extended look at Mayo, and especially at a position where, you know, this might be his long-term home. You know, he's been trying to stick at third base, obviously, but considering you have Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, and Jackson Holliday all signed for the foreseeable future, the real only path you'd imagine for Coby Mayo to stick on this team is at first. So this is the prime opportunity here to see what you have in him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Matt, Tony Mancelino said that Kay Povich is going to go on a rehab assignment soon. Trevor Rogers on the bump tonight. Do you expect Rogers to be that corresponding move when Povich comes back, or could he pitch his way to stay into the rotation?
Yeah, I think it's certainly options are on the table right now. I mean, the Orioles don't have a long reliever in their bullpen at the moment, and particularly with C.N.L. Perez, you know, not having worked out and being down in AAA, they only have two left-handers, so you know, I think either of them being moved to the bullpen could make a lot of sense. You know, this team has been using openers. Their bullpen has been really taxed of late, you know, because of their starters continuing to not go deep into games. And as you mentioned, the struggles with Eflin and Sugano. If that continues, I think that you kind of need one of those guys to stick on this team and remain in the bullpen just to have a bulk option available to you so that you're not screwing over, you know, three or four guys when one guy could come in and maybe save you. So, you know, obviously too soon to say what the corresponding move will be with the way this rotation has gone. You know, maybe somebody else is going to be hurt by then. I don't know. But certainly I think one of them moving into a long relief role is a possibility.
Jackson Holliday is clearly on a redemptive arc from last year when, you know, I think he was over his head. And that's going to happen when you're that young. But, like, is it fair to hope or expect that between now and October that he learns how to take a lead? You know what I mean? Learns how to read a pitcher, like just some learns, you know, like some fundamental things on the base paths that you just expect from major league players. Like his speed should be an asset, but it's almost a detriment.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, you know, we talk about Samuel Desai, the youngest player in AAA. Jackson Holliday is the youngest position player in the major league. So, a player who is certainly learning a lot of this stuff on the fly. I think, you know, the game is so much faster at the major league level. And it was clear that the Yankees had a scouting report that said try to pick Jackson Holliday off. I think they had four pickoff attempts against him the entire series. So it was clearly something they were trying to do, and they got him with one of them. So, yeah, that's something that comes with rest, that comes with experience. And look, you know, last year the lumps that the Jackson Holliday took, you know, from a hitting standpoint, seemed to help him, you know, help kind of catch up and adjust and figure out how major league pitchers attacked him. But he wasn't on the base path enough for him to really get down a lot of the, you know, ways that they were, he was going to have to make adjustments there. So now that he is on base a lot more, you know, playing better baseball and being in the leadoff spot with the way that guys are pitched, you know, with him on base, that's all stuff that I think is just good for his development and you know, something that I fully expect for him to start to pick up here as the years go on.
Matt, before we let you go, it seemed like the Orioles were ill-prepared for the heat in Tampa last week. I don't know if you've noticed, But it's pretty damn hot out today and this week. Are they adjusted more to the heat for this series than they were in Tampa?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be 102 or something this week. I mean, the humidity here in Baltimore is certainly no joke. I know.
I think we lost Matt.
Yeah. It's not connected to their dugout, so they couldn't just go back into the clubhouse between innings or anything like that to cool off. They were really just stuck out in the heat. So that, I feel like, is a little bit of a different situation there, like especially for the starting pitchers. We saw Zach Eflin struggling to grip the ball. A couple other guys, you know, when you're a starter and you can't go back in the clubhouse between innings, that can really affect your grip. So I'd say that, you know, they're probably in a better situation being back here at home. But this heat is very unforgiving right now. So I think it's going to be something that both teams are going to have to deal with.
Matt Weyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Matt, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight. We're heading down to Pickles. It's Bob Haney. It's Ryan Ripken. And it's at 5:30 here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.